Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, August 19th. I see 57 degrees in Lexington and 61 degrees in Tivoli early this morning. Soil is coming in at 67 degrees. Looks like it's starting to take a little dip. Cool morning gives way to a hot afternoon. A high of 88 happening around 3 p.m. Dew point of 60 for most of the day should keep it feeling comfortable, especially if you avoid direct sunlight. Overnight, it's windows open at about 11 p.m. and temperatures fall to 62 degrees by dawn on Saturday, which will have a high of 91 degrees, but there will be cloud cover and a chance for rain in the afternoon. Mid-60s again overnight takes us into a hot Sunday with a high of 87. In the afternoon, the chance for helpful rain comes back to the area and sticks around, giving us hopefully a stormy afternoon on Monday. Pollen levels for today will be medium high, getting worse over the weekend. The plants are going to do what they can with what little water they did get. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 4:02 a.m., high tide at 9:37 a.m., low tide again at 4:01 p.m. and high tide once again at 10:04 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 79 degrees, showing the start to a steady slide downward, possibly a sign of an early fall, but we still got to get through that hot weekend, so stay tuned. Sunset today will be at 7:38 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:04 a.m. The weekend, Rip Van Winkle sandbar times are not great. On Saturday, it's only going to be from 4:30 to 5:30. And again, from 4:20 to 5:50 p.m. Now, you're still going to have underwater hazards, but the reason it's so short is because the dip in the river is not going to be as low as it was last week. Consequently, the tide coefficient is going to be low, so paddling will be easy. Anybody out there that, you know, has a hard time or just wants to be lazy paddling on the river, this is going to be your weekend for it. And on Sunday, that sandbar returns 5:50 to 7 a.m. and again 5 p.m. to 6:45. Now, keep in mind, there won't be very much sand showing, maybe an inch or two if it does, because the low just won't be as low. Okay, and looking way up, we see chances are still up for auroras reaching the states, even though the passing coronal mass ejection appears to be having a weaker impact than expected. Solar wind speed is currently 556.4 kilometers per second at 7.1 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently good enough for AM radio, but that's it till dark, then things look okay for most frequencies. With the swirling plasma we're in, that could change at any time, though. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 5, storm level. The current sunspot number is 83. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Winter is coming.